Crime Dharma Talk by Ryo Kyu Endo. So many people are not awakening to their infinite potential. It is hidden in each person's subconsciousness. Why people are not awakened to their infinite, unlimited potential? One reason is because they don't believe it. They are imprinted that you are limited existence. Imprinted that you are powerless. Imprinted that you are have a passive to the world and you have to follow. And so much tied up from the past karma. How to break through it? How you can discover your infinite potential? How you can connect to your internal great spirit? What do you believe for yourself and what you believe for others are equal. What you wish for others is equal to what you wish for yourself. Two subconsciousness are equal. So don't be stingy. Even a little bit of your action for giving your potential be awakened. Whatever your potential, whatever your skill, whatever your knowledge, if you share it, the infinite potential be awakened. And it will increase. People have to live with poor life. If people live in a stingy way, try not to give either poor heart, poor action, and as a result, poor life. I know it seems like there are many corruptions in the world and who are living in injustice might seem that they get more. But these are the challenging for your spirit. It is you are given the subject, what to do with it. Are you living also stingy way or taking way? Not giving because others are? What is your wish for the world? If you wish that the whole world will be much easier place to live, what can you imagine? course, if the people are living in more with giving heart and be responsible to happiness each other, the world will become much more easy place to live. Why don't you be the first person of it? And why don't you try to increase the numbers of it? Which you prefer the world will be? You can never have satisfied spiritually if other people are not being in a state of happiness. Why you try not to be the one that what you wish for the world? If you wish for the world that all people are giving, then you have to be the giving person. You have to be the example. And let's increase the number of the people. And if you live this way, your potential will be again awakened. The wisdom and love will be much more awakened. Love is not something to give or receive. The love is something that which springs out from you and freely be shared to the universe. There is no give or receive. It is just springs out and each single beings of the universe are giving each other the happiness. And there is the state of the world that you can find, you can discover in yourself. And when you discover in yourself, it means that you're connecting to this world. How do you look at the world? How do you look at the world is the projection of your state of the heart. When the great love springs out from you, you're unified with the great love of the universe. And this is the world of the heavenly state, or even the world of Pureland. Let's open up the Pureland in your heart. Thank you.